I'm Nick Spitzer. You're listening to Shortcuts from American Roots, a sneak peek at our upcoming show. To hear the full program, join me at AmericanRoots.org. Charisse Harrison Nelson grew up in a high-minded family of readers. Her mother, Charisse, ran nursery schools. Her father, Donald Harrison, was a veteran and postal worker interested in philosophy and art. He grew up in the Mardi Gras Indian tradition of honoring Native American culture by local African American carnival tribes. The Harrisons have long been concerned about social justice. Queen Risi is known for teaching history and culture and starting a Mardi Gras Indian Hall of Fame. She studied in West Africa and spoke of her spiritual quest while sewing this year's Mardi Gras Indian suit.
I'm still a practicing Catholic, but I was intrigued about the religious practices, spiritual practices in West Africa, the almost blending of Catholicism with traditional religions. And so every year I have an homage to one of the Orishas. And this year it's going to be Obatala. Everything is white. He wears all white. And one of the symbols is a snail. So I'm working on a snail. And every year our color is picked by one of the children in the group. And this year, four-year-old Aria picked silver. And so I'll have white and silver on.
Your father was well known as being the chief of Guardians of the Flame. When does Guardians of the Flame start?
They made their debut in 1989. So it was Brian, my son, Donald, my father, and other family friends. We had our 30-year anniversary last year, 2018. I cried, hey, mama. My father said you had to put something on people's mind. You couldn't simply mask to be pretty. If you were, do not call yourself a guardian of the flame. Call yourself something else.
Shalawala, oh mama, nobody kneeling, nobody bow. Shalawala, oh mama.
What was it that motivated you to become a queen? I mean, you could have just continued in your support role.
My son was a member of the group, and I was called in the still of the night. I wanted to be a part of it, so I went to my father, and I asked my father if I could mask with him, and he told me no. He told me it wasn't for me. I turned to his friend, and I said, Joe, can I be your queen? And he said, yes. So I became the second queen. And then the next year, Joe was about to buy the materials. And he said, what color do you want a mask in, baby? What color do you think you want a mask in? And before I could answer, my daddy told him that I was going to be the queen, his queen. So I was elevated to the position of big queen. This is a very gender-specific tradition, and the gender roles are rigid. So as a female, how do you find your voice in this tradition? It is not by being a chief or trying to be a chief for me. It is by walking in that path as a queen. I'm an educator by training, and being a teacher, you always want to share your knowledge, share with others. And that became my role in this tradition.
This is the new way, Pocky Way, for the new day.
Now you're Maroon Queen Risi.
Yes.
What does that mean? How did that happen?
I need to hang my hat on the resistance of my ancestors who refused to bow down to being enslaved. And the most common narrative is when the slaves ran away. Put a period there. What is that?
Maroon.
Calling it what it is. I never was comfortable saying that I was masking as a Mardi Gras Indian, in part because I grew up in the Harrison household, in part because I was fortunate enough to study in Ghana and Senegal under Dr. Edgar Juru. And I saw this there. I saw the protocol I saw the roles. I heard the music. I felt the music in my soul. And it wasn't masking. It was unmasking. And so now I say on Carnival Day, I don't mask, but I reveal who I am.
For American Roots Shortcuts, I'm Nick Spitzer. To hear more, join me Saturdays at 5 and Sundays at 6 on WWNO or listen at AmericanRoots.org.